can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for November 29th, 2023, episode 66. Curry and the Keeper.
Hello, my queen. My queen
Hello,
is right there.
My love.
Hello.
You look like you're crying over there.
I am crying. I've been crying for days.
I know. I'm sorry.
It was, you know, so I have this drippy eyes. I don't know what it is.
It's very attractive.
No, it's not. And then I read that someone sends me an article, syphilis of the eye.
Oh.
I'm like, no.
Oh my gosh.
That's not what it is. Trust me.
I would hope not.
I don't, it feels like it's something in the air.
Oh.
I mean, I could be wrong.
Odd for
or maybe
November.
I don't know. And it drips and then.
Maybe you should go to the eye doctor.
Oh, goodness gracious. I mean, I'm so healthy compared to everybody else. I'm trying to just stay
Isn't
away.
Isn't this the truth? We had this discussion last night.
Yeah. So it was beautiful.
Well, I'm still dealing with my carnivore crash.
You are.
And my thyroid. And I'm still trying to. I've got everybody working on it, I feel like. And
the entire medical WebMD has frozen just because it's trying to find a solution.
I'm working with somebody in California. I'm going to work with somebody in Italy. Yeah. Somebody in San Antonio.
We've kind of nailed it. We've narrowed it down to it being more a thyroidal issue
than
anything. I mean, of course, when you change your diet, then the whole system
changes. Yeah. And that's the combination. Well, we talked about this. Yeah. So anyway, last night we're laying in bed, and I'm like, with all my maladies that I have.
Wait, no. Step it back, sister.
Oh, step it back.
Because here's what I remember.
Yeah.
We were in bed and you look at me and you said, I really appreciate you.
I didn't say that.
What is it? What is it
I said, you are so good to me.
Okay. It's the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
No, it's not the same thing.
No.
Yeah. You said,
I have to tell you, I have to say something to you.
You said, that's how you said it. And I'm like, okay, this could go either way. Every guy knows, you got to say something to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was really touched by that.
Aww.
Because then it was followed by.
Yes.
Go ahead. I remember this part. What was it followed by, Tina?
I don't remember.
Well, of course, because you said that I was so patient with, your maladies, which is, by the way, is not hard. It's also my duty.
Yes.
And as my wife and my lover and my friend.
Yes.
You're my best friend.
Nice.
Okay. And then, and I think the way you put it was, so I'm doing all this stuff and I'm measuring, I'm counting this,
out.
I'm working out. And you're just like, have your glass of wine, have your potatoes, lift some weights for 15 minutes and you have nothing.
No, and I go, and here's you eating your chocolate, drinking your wine and drinking your nog.
No, in fact, I wrote down that you said at a certain point, you should stop drinking eggnog.
I call it the nog.
The nog.
Yes. It's like, pure sugar.
It's goodness.
Pure sugar.
I'm an eggnog. This was tradition in my family. Now, I will say my dad made the eggnog, and he made two kinds of eggnog. One that was in the special place, which had the alcoholio, which is the one we discovered.
Oh.
And then we had the children's eggnog. But he made the eggnog from scratch.
Oh.
My goodness, I just remember this. My parents would make brandied fruit.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of that?
I have, but I've never tried it.
And it would be in a crock pot and it would sit there for weeks and it would be high alcohol content.
Would they be eating the pieces of fruit?
Yeah, they'd drink it and then eat the pieces.
Speaking of drinking, we didn't even toast.
Oh, whoa. I was too consumed with the beauty of that is you. Cheers. Oh my goodness, we're breaking all rules of Vineyard Nation.
We're drinking a white tonight. In anticipation of the upcoming snow that were
promised for Thanksgiving.
How
the
is
snow.
This?
I like it. This is smooth. Have we had this before?
Oh, I do like this.
On the show. We're not big white wine drinkers.
Not at all.
This is from our friend Scott. Friend Scott.
No, it's not. It's from our wine club membership.
No. This is from Augusta Vin.
No, I know, but we got it through our wine club, not from Scott.
Just let me do the talking.
Okay.
My friend Scott, the owner of Augusta Vin.
Your friend Scott. You've met him once. Okay.
Oh, I broke bread with him.
Yes.
This is the Albarino. I think this is a new one, new for them, that they do white. And let me read this.
What kind of grape is that?
Well, that's a very good question. Let me see. It's hard to read, actually. I actually can't read anything that's on here. Cheers to all that is magnificent, the memories, the moments, and what will be. All right, Scott, need some work
okay,
on
who
the
wrote
label.
That?
That's Scott.
My and friend, what will
my
be?
My friend Scott. No, they always have the same messaging. Augusta was the name that was given to the wives and the daughters of the Roman emperors. So that's just about
but
the...
But what kind of grape is it?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say. Contains sulfites.
Well, we need to talk to our international arms dealer friend.
It contains Texas. What does it say here?
I don't know.
Texas. I cannot read it.
Let me see. Let me see if I can see it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Put it underneath your lamp there. Of course, I put a picture of it in the show notes.
It says, "Don't drink if you're pregnant." I can't read this.
No danger. I told you it's hard to read, right?
Yeah.
Something about this hard to read. Anyway, you have your obligatory 4 ounces, perfectly measured.
Yes.
Thanks to the capture device, the argon gas device.
It just says white wine that you love, that Michael Anastasio gave us. You love that thing.
Yes, it's the Coravin. I do love that because now I have multiple bottles that are...
I see you're just opening up everything.
I'm not opening
sampling.
Any. I'm not opening
it's like
anything.
You're at a winery tasting all. Our
but
different...
I'm not opening anything. You just stick the thing in, and the cork stays in. I didn't even take the foil off of this one.
Oh,
it's perfect, and it'll stay good for months.
Nice.
Yeah, this all is right. What's so great. I can just sample this and have some of that. I don't have to
and
drink
you can
the
take
steak.
It off, and the whole yeah. seals like you
yeah,
said.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. It's all a right. beautiful thing.
Yeah, that was a really it's nice gift.
Anyway, back to how fat I am. Oh. My eggnog belly. We're sitting at dinner, and then and I say, "Hey, now if Joe Rogan ever invites me again, I'm going to go and show off my new body, my new chest." And she said, "No, you're not. You can't do that. You got to work out more." And while you're saying this, you keep looking at my belly. It's like the equivalent of man talking to a woman looking at her chest. You know, it's like and not just once, but you kept doing it. And you're like, "I see you doing it again. You keep looking at my belly." Am I right? It's such a double standard. Women get away with everything. Can say anything to you. Can hit, touch your belly and go jiggle, 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 jiggle. I should, and you freely admit, oh yeah, I have a double standard. That's right. Deal with it. Stop drinking the nug. That's pretty much the truth.
Drinking the nug.
Stop drinking
That's
the
a good
nug.
Show title.
Drinking the nug.
Drinking the nug. Well.
Yeah, you got no retort. I know.
I just said, well, you can't go in a t-shirt. You gotta work on your pecs a little bit more and your shoulders.
And then you look at my belly and stop drinking the nug. It's probably gotta stop drinking the nug.
You do look handsome in your new suit, though. You look
goodness.
Very handsome in your
this,
new suit.
This was another thing you said. You gotta stop. So my pants came in. You literally said that. You said, "Now you got to stop drinking the nog until the Tannenbaum ball, because you got to look good on my arm." Am I right or am I right?
No, I said we don't have time to buy you more clothes.
Oh, wow. There's enough time to buy you 5,000 outfits and try them all on and send 4,999 back.
Baby, I don't think you're fat at all. I told you that. You look in proportion now.
Well,
and I look smaller next to you, which is even better.
See, there you go again. And here was the worst part.
Uh-oh.
Friends of Vineyard Nation.
Oh.
We had a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner.
We did.
At David and Andrea's.
Yes.
Which, of course, is the international arms dealer and his beautiful bride.
And Andrea is quite
the chef.
Oh, and she was moaning about her dessert, that something... raspberry chiffon.
She was moaning. She always moans. Like, this took too long. This is not. And everything's perfect.
Oh, I know.
And the presentation is perfect.
Yes.
And it's lovely. And David always serves the perfect wines. He pairs everything. He's so meticulous about it.
Yes.
You come in. It's like you have to have a sip of this, and then you go to that. Choose your glass. And then, oh, by the way, that was my mom's glass. Don't break that one.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he poured this one.
You didn't say that.
You said that. You said that. And there's this one and that wine. And then, you know, of course, a little huddle of women, you know, what are you talking about? About weight. And then it, oh, and then it came to me.
Right.
And by the way, look at Adam. You know, he thinks he's not even 200 pounds.
No, so I said to Andre, I go, hey, do you have a scale?
Yes.
And she's like, yeah. I'm like, come on, Adam. Because remember the last show I said, I think you're about 210, 220. And you're like, there's no way. I've never been 200 pounds in my entire life.
And that's true until now.
It's been used to
Now, bear in mind,
okay.
I have new teeth.
Oh,
there's a little weight there.
You know, well, you had all your clothes on.
I had all, and boots,
shoes,
and boots.
And you had eaten.
And I'd eaten.
So you get on the scale. What did it say?
210.
210. Okay. Now, and then starts deducting.
Yeah.
He's like,
take six. Take six off. You took two off for your pants alone.
I weighed my pants.
Are my pants bigger than your pants?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So how many were your pants? 2 pounds.
A pound and a half.
So mine were 2 pounds.
Okay.
Boots, another 2 pounds.
No.
Yes. I had at least a pound of turkey and stuffing and stuff in my belly. So there you go. I took 6 pounds off. 2004. 204 pounds. And it's all beautiful.
Okay. I agree.
Is it not?
That was so funny, though, because the look on your face was like, what
is this? I've never seen the scale go past 200. But of course, it's been exactly a year that I haven't smoked anything.
It's a year. It was more than a year.
More than a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More than a year.
It's a year today that you had your surgery, the 29th,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. We almost made it exactly to the day I went to for my final bridge, which is the left-hand side. It's really just... more for an eat. I mean, I've had these temporaries in for a long time, but it will be much better to eat. Like go into Hollywood, you know, everyone's all excited. Like finally it's done. Although Helga did say, we'll find ways to get you back here. Don't worry.
Yeah. You're like, I'm going to get my teeth cleaned every other week. And I go, what? Do you miss your friends?
They're going to miss me.
You miss your friends.
I have become very fond of just going in and everyone's like, hey. And
everybody's
then,
like, Adam's here. Adam's here.
And it doesn't matter what they're doing, you know, if it hurts or not, it doesn't matter. It's just.
You're it's handing enjoy, them gauze. You're telling them what to do, how to work
want
the
me to do
machine.
That? Well, I'm really working with Hollywood. You know, it's like, you know, the bite and everything is very precise. I mean, it's a quarter of a millimeter work. Anyway, so he takes the bridge out, puts the new one in, which is, again, a beautiful lab. Made
last with, piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, with gold. You know, the implant, the metal part is all gold. It's
why did
high
we
end.
Have to get gold? Nobody's seeing that.
Oh no, it's you
who's
want you
that?
Want gold. You
Who,
want
who's
gold.
Seeing that?
My bone. my bone is you want that high end stuff. And he puts it. Oh, it fits like a glove. I love it. I love it. I love it. And then he's like, hold on a second. And he's like putting floss in. It's like, no, I'm sorry. We got to send him back. I'm not 100% happy. And I was pretty bummed, but I'm also happy. He's like, no.
But he's a perfectionist.
He's a perfectionist.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're sending him back.
Yeah.
So it won't be until.
So you still got jank on the right
got,
side of your mouth?
Left.
Left side of your mouth?
Yeah. It's total jank.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Jank, babe.
You get
That's
so
it.
Many compliments on your teeth now, too.
I mean, I literally did an interview yesterday and the guy said, Adam, can I just say something? Sure. Oh, your teeth are so beautiful. I said, come on, man. he's a no agenda listener.
Yeah.
It is true.
Yeah.
I'm just smiling all the time.
I know.
I love smiling.
They did a beautiful job. But we were talking about it yesterday and you said you really can't feel when you bite into something.
Oh, no, no.
Which is so weird.
I mean, I could, this like a toothpick, I can bite that with my front teeth and bite it in half. You don't feel anything.
Oh,
don't feel a single
scary.
Thing. Well, I have my canine, so I have, you know, when I'm just normal eating, you know, when I'm not doing circus tricks.
And you can feel those circus tricks.
Yeah, I can feel those.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
It's the whole, everything, the technology, the care that went into it, it is one of the most interesting things I've ever experienced. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy with the outcome.
And so when are you getting the final bridge?
Wednesday.
Yeah, okay.
Wednesday after we're back because we're going on a trip.
Oh, that's right. We're leaving on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but I want to get back to Thanksgiving. So
yes.
we had, so somebody brought the game left, right, center. which is a lot of fun.
Explain the game. Okay. We played this. I played this for the first time with you in Indiana, which was Thanksgiving four or five years ago.
Elise won. She won $33 and you would have thought she won the lottery. It was so cute. But we were instructed to bring 10 $1 bills. And I don't know why we use nine. Why do we use nine?
I'm sure there's some math about
it. So they said, okay, bring out nine of those 10. So everybody has their singles and you take turns and you roll the dice and there's three dice. And so you have an option. So you either have an L for left, an R for right, a dot, which is a pass, and a star, which is center. So you roll the three dice and let's say you roll an L, an R, and a star. So you got to give a dollar to the left, a dollar to the right, and a dollar in the center.
Yeah.
And you go around. And so you start losing your money and then you win it back when somebody has to hand you their money. And it was getting you were kind of competitive.
I love this game.
You were competitive.
I love this game.
You were.
I'm like, give me that dollar.
You wanted all my money.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You rolled an L.
Hand it over. Little did you know if you would have won it all, would have went in my pocket.
I knew that. We went to the bank to get singles.
I know. We were instructed to bring singles.
Hello, could I please have a $20 bill in singles?
And okay, I said, Mr. Curry. We should make it spicier and make it $10.
Ooh.
Like 10, like bring $100. That's some serious cash.
This is Indiana, man. It's about the fun. It's not about winning money. No, you're missing the whole point. Where's your Thanksgiving spirit?
I'm competitive.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm really competitive. I thought it'd be fun if we each came with $100. You had 10 people playing. Somebody could walk away with $1,000.
Yeah, but now you've turned Thanksgiving into a casino.
Yeah.
No, yeah. This is not right.
We just need lights.
I'm not for this. Yeah. I like the idea that it's just simple.
Oh, boring.
Nine. Yeah, it was nice.
Oh.
Anyway.
Anyway.
And then subsequently, you were in a lot of pain that evening.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so sorry. But it was the worst I've ever seen.
It was horrible because I'm not used to eating carbs. And so I'm an idiot
because you sat right next to me and you said, I'm just going to enjoy myself. And I should have had vroom, 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 ding, 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 ding.
I know.
I should have all kinds of bells and whistles going off. I made sure you weren't drinking too much. And I don't, and you weren't.
I didn't think
you had a lot of dessert.
I sampled everything, though. Right. That's the thing. And all that sugar and the carbs.
It was still too much for you, man. It just sent you into a tailspin.
My stomach hurt so badly. It was not good. Yeah.
But I'm sorry. I
jumped back on the wagon.
I should have watched out for you a little more. I should have said, stop that.
I'm a hot mess, man. I'm a hot mess.
I can't regulate my body. Nom, 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 nom. Let me have whatever I can eat.
I didn't have big portions, but just even eating it, it was not. Yeah. It wasn't good.
And of course, I pawned off my 1,000-layer Dutch cake.
Yes, you did. You tried to say that you made it.
and it came back the next day.
And it's still sitting in our freezer. But you open it up and I go, that looks kind of moldy.
No, you and everyone went like, okay, all right. I had my whole story. Like, it looks kind of moldy. And like, no one wants to eat my cake now.
It did look a little green on the top.
It's supposed to be green. It's a green cut. It's Dutch green.
No.
Yes, it is.
What is it?
I don't know. It's like British racing green. Dutch only it's from Holland. Green. It's different.
What was with the fuzz, though?
What? There was no fuzz. Now you're just making everyone feel
I'm kidding.
About eating my cake, yeah. My speckkoek.
No, I tasted it. It was good. It tastes like a ginger cake.
A little dry.
Was it a little dry?
I expect it to be a little moister, but that's just how I remember it.
Andrea, she sauteed some apples, put apples over it, and some whipped cream. She said it was really good.
Oh, she really did that?
That's what she said, yeah.
Oh, okay.
She said it was really good.
Why did she bring it back then? Why didn't she eat the whole thing?
Yeah, it's just the two of them, and she's...
And so, the two of us, like, you're not eating that. It would have to be me.
It'd be you.
See, this is your ploy to get me... Let's go over the 210.
No.
We can,
what did I just say? Stop with the nog,
we
man.
We can't have that until after Tannenbaum Ball. Yeah. Yes.
Stop with the nog,
As long as I make you look tiny, everything's good. Gotcha.
We just don't have time to buy more pants. That's the only problem.
We don't.
Oh, so what's on your list? You got anything over there?
Oh, there's a couple of things.
Okay.
We did some... let's see. There's two things I want to mention. I mean, I want to talk about I had bro date with Pastor Jimmy today.
Yes, you did.
We went to the Pacific War Museum here in Fredericksburg, uh-huh. which he had never been to. It's one of those things like you can live in Fredericksburg all your life and never go to the Pacific
War
Museum.
That would be me, yes.
Exactly. Now, I've been twice, once with Gene and once with Christina. And man, it's like you can walk through there five times and still not have seen everything. And we would, because we sat down and watched a lot of the movies, you know, they have little displays and read a lot of the stuff. I mean, when you think of the Guadalcanal, you think of the Philippines, you think, I mean, when you think of World War II, what do you think? Hitler and atom bomb Hiroshima, mm-hmm. Nagasaki. Mm-hmm. There was a lot going on. The Battle of Midway. I mean, all these things like, what? And at a certain point, we just look at each other like, first of all, this is like a repeat that we're seeing. I mean, this. Did you know that we were on the side of the Chinese against the Japanese?
No.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
No.
We were hooking the Chinese up by kicking the Japanese butt.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Right? And then there's like the Roaring Twenties, which looks so much like now. You know, everything was extravagant. People were acting very extravagantly. And while the rest of the world was starting to crumble, especially Western Europe, and then all of a sudden we got the Wall Street crash and the Big Depression. I'm like, sound familiar? Oh. But also the realization, all of this is just men killing men in the ocean. Or in the air, just killing each other, and then say, "Oh yeah, we won," and then you know, and we got something for some oil or something, because it always comes down to that industrial capability, or you know, it's not like Americans hate Japanese people or hate Chinese people. It's just such a realization, like, wow, what is behind? And then you see, you know, a lot of during World War II. A lot of the production for, because all of America changed overnight and car companies started producing tanks. And a lot of that was. Wow.
I'm sorry.
My point was going to be.
I'm sorry. I just had to throw in a little joke.
Get her off the air.
My point was going to be that was the start of the military industrial complex.
I know. I'm just teasing. It's just.
What's
show
on
material.
Your list, Tina?
It was just show material. Well, I'm glad that you went.
Actually, then we had a very nice lunch.
Yes.
And we talked about how much we enjoyed each other's company. And I was telling him some things about podcasting 2.0. And, you know, there's all these weird things happening with RSS, it's irrelevant to the, but RSS versus Nostr. And he says, our jobs are exactly the same. There's so many things that are similar, exact same scenarios, things that pop up. And we also both agreed that our wives, that would be you and Dame Annette, that you guys like, hey, you know, we got to, you're like, you want to fight right away. You know, anyone that's causing us trouble, you want like, hey.
That's so true.
And we're like, nah, just take it easy. You know, we'll see what happens.
It's so true. It's so true.
And we love you for that.
I come to your defense all the time.
Yes. And Damonette does the same thing. Yeah. Jimmy says, after 31 years, she still does that.
Yeah.
And we love you guys.
Well,
for
the day that it stops, she'll be like, hey, what happened?
No, we love you guys for that. Yeah. But we're just very different. We're like, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You know? And of course, now I'm completely different. Now I'm like, oh, bros, I got God on my side, so
right.
I don't have anything to worry about with you.
Right.
So that was just really nice.
I'm glad you had a nice afternoon.
Yeah, we really did.
I was just kidding earlier. Yeah.
No, it's okay. And then we have our secret stuff, you know, that we don't tell you guys.
Oh, that's fine. We have secret stuff too.
What? What?
Yeah, we have secret stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So dang. Annette and I are heading out of Dodge.
Yeah, you are.
We're going to the big city.
Yeah, big smoke. All right.
We're going to Austin.
Austin.
Yeah, we're going to see Phil Wickham. Wickham.
And where is it? Where is it? At the Moot?
No, it's not. It's in Bee Cave somewhere. It's near the Omni.
Oh, yeah. That's
some church.
Oh, at a
church. He's a Christian.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
It'll be hot. And Julie and Ben and their three boys are going to be there. So Julie was like, hey, can you save me seats? I'm like, five seats are going to be a little rough, but I will do my best.
Is it open seating? Don't you have to pay for tickets?
Yeah, no, it's general admission. It's a church.
But you didn't have to pay for tickets?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'd pay for them. Right. Oh, yeah, oh I see. General admission, you just get in and you run to the front right away.
Yeah. It's going to be like being at the all-inclusive resort for dinner. It's going to be just like that.
Which church is it? Do you know?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
That's interesting that he's performing there.
Yeah, it's sold out too.
Because he's pretty big.
Sold out.
I see him on playing on The Message all the time.
He's a young guy too.
Oh yeah,
he's a young guy. And we got tickets to Lauren Daigle. We're going to see Lauren Daigle.
Yes, that's Date you night. And I. You yes, and I are going to see Lauren Daigle in April. But okay,
in April, we're
going.
Yeah.
And April, and well, it's after
April 12th.
If we're still alive after the April 4th eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it April 4th, the eclipse?
I don't know.
I think so. That's going to be crazy. People are leaving town.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's not even on my calendar. I don't know. Who was saying they were leaving town?
The Blood Diamond dealers.
Oh, that's right. Well, they live like close to downtown.
Yeah, but they're renting their home out.
Yeah.
He says, we're renting our home out, and the money that we're getting for that, it pays for our complete being away for like 4 days.
I would never rent our home out.
Well, they have B&B, so they're kind of used to that.
Well, if it's their own personal home,
he says, we're just locking everything up. And I said, I wouldn't do that. Not in a million years.
I couldn't. Nope.
Just having people's energy in my house.
No.
Oh. I wouldn't like that at all.
Uh-uh. Me neither. Nope.
Then, of course, we saw them at Indian night.
Yes, Monday night. We went to Revel Caterings. They do these. They host these catering events, dinner events, and it was an Indian food theme, and it was amazing.
So it's a totally different crowd.
Oh, we love these people, too.
They're very, very, how can you explain?
They're very Fredericksburg. They know everybody in Fredericksburg. Yeah. I mean,
everybody knows everybody at these events.
Yeah.
And
because all I have to do is ask Julianne, I'm like, what's her name? What's her story?
Everybody is either involved in, I would say, retail, winery.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the main wineries and retail people. Mm-hmm. But they're funny.
Oh, it was
very, very funny.
And of course, you're like, I'm running for mayor. In 2 years, I'm running for mayor. Tina's going to do traffic and weather on the 8th.
I got a lot of interesting feedback. Nobody likes my idea of banning the open container.
Why?
Retail people love that. They say, but
because the drunker they are, the more they buy.
Well, kind of. But they said, we do kind of need to police that because, people are getting too drunk. It's like, what do you want?
I mean, once you cross the threshold, what do you say? You can only have one drink.
But they were really adamant. They're like, no, I would not vote for you if that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah.
They're like, the retail people, like, no, if you want to take away the open container on the street, I will not vote for you.
Wow.
I'm like, really? Really? Is that adamant?
They like the throwing up and the drunk people.
They like my idea of having a cool cop on every corner, standing there with a billy club. with the old school hat, not like on a bike with shorts, like a guy in a blue suit.
With shorts.
That looks like a peace officer, he said like, hey, can I help you? Need some directions? One of those guys, the old school guys.
Okay.
But if you're drunk, he's like, sorry, son. Ma'am, you gotta go home now.
You gotta sit on this bench.
You gotta sit on this bench. We'll bring
that's
back stockade.
So they didn't like
they're not like that idea.
Why do the retailers like that? Because when they're coming in the store and they're intoxicated.
No. They want people to feel, don't want people drunk. They want people to, feel like they can drink a little and then go shop.
So how is this going to change your campaign? Because what was your campaign slogan? We ain't
weather,
no drunks.
Traffic and weather on the 8th was my campaign slogan.
We ain't
slogan.
No drunks here, Fred.
Well, the funny thing is no one, until I bring it up, I say, how about, we have 30 churches here. How about we become the center of a revival? And people always look at me like, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why don't you come here Saturday, have a good time, drink some wine, do some shopping, and then Sunday, visit one of our 30 churches. Visit all 7, you get a bonus pack. We'll have the Fredericksburg Church.
You get a
free Bible. We'll give away Bibles no matter what. But then, if you visit 7 of our churches, then we get a premium.
Oh.
I'm just spitballing here. But people always find that kind of interesting. Like, that's an interesting
but
idea.
But that's interesting that the retailers were like, don't do that.
But the winery people like, and the people who have bars, not the wineries who have tasting places. They all want people to come in and taste. I have to say, unfortunately, everyone's universally against one particular type of business.
Which is the
bridesmaids.
The drunk bachelorette.
The bridesmaids. Yeah, the bridesmaids. The bridesmaids limos that are driving them around.
Yes.
I don't have to mention any names.
Yes.
But everyone thinks the same way. And we might consider outlawing the color pink.
I can't believe you said that.
That's me.
You will not get elected.
Yes, I will. No, but the whole no one wants bridesmaids. The B&Bs don't want them.
Yeah, they cause problems.
Nobody wants that.
Although Julianne was telling me, because they own a couple B&Bs, she was telling me they get taxed to high heavens. Like they are trying to push them out. She said they have to pay a business tax, a city tax. They have to pay tax on all of the furnishings in their
I know. Their B&B. On the furnishings?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
This is... I don't agree with that. I don't agree with this. I don't want to turn this into my campaign strategy session. But it's interesting. Everybody universally is kind of like,
Yeah.
A center for revival. Everyone's taken aback by that. Oh, that's an interesting idea.
Yeah. You're going to have to go out and kind of meet the town and kind of get a pulse of the town.
Yes.
Or your campaign manager, Karen.
And everyone always says, by the way, it's the old Germans that run this town. I'm like, where are they?
Right.
I'm around. I'm throwing out my German. You speak German? Yes, I speak German. I'm yet to find them.
Yeah.
So I think everyone you get elected here mayor with like 2,000 votes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's interesting because I couldn't hear that side of the table, but we did have an interesting conversation with Todd and Michelle.
Ooh, who wants do tell.
You?
Do tell.
Yes, they want to start the first yacht cast. Oh. He owns a business on Main Street. He's like, I'm looking to sell my business. I want to do a podcast. And Adam goes, everybody wants to do a podcast.
My eyes roll back in my head. I'm like, oh, brother. But then was Michelle?
Michelle.
She throws out, how about a yacht cast? I'm like, you got a yacht? Yeah, we got a yacht. We can be in the south of France. I'm like, now you're talking.
And then you go, Tina and I will produce
it. We will
for
produce
you.
It. That's right.
We'll
how big
come
is
out.
It? How big is it? 40 feet. That's not a yacht. Come back when you have
a tender.
That's a tender. Come back when you have a real yacht. He's like, no, we can arrange this. Okay, well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And so if he comes back and says, okay, we got it for the whole month of July, are we heading out there for the whole month of July? I go, can we bring our dog?
We'll go for 2 weeks.
Can you imagine a dog on a yacht?
Oh, there's lots of dogs on yachts.
Where do they go to the bathroom? Oh, I guess they have to dock, huh?
These yachts have everything.
Oh.
Like a little
grass?
Thing.
Really?
Yeah, sand, whatever.
You
sure.
Just hold them over the water?
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly how it works.
Yeah, so I think he's serious. He's serious. You're going to see him in HEB. See him in HEB all the time.
Where we always see each other.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was really nice.
It was fun. We had a really nice time.
And we were driving home. We said, we love the scala of friends that we have.
It's quite
an eclectic mix.
We had
mix.
A great time.
Yeah,
we really did. It was a lot of fun. And the food was amazing. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that they prepare Thanksgiving meals for families. Like, you can order. And I'm like, done.
Who
Next
knew?
Year,
yes,
I'm ordering that. I'm not. If we're not going somewhere, I'm ordering Thanksgiving
But
dinner.
This was an Indian night, and Max has never done that before. But
the complexities of the flavors, the layering. It's like Indian food is not.
Because he's more Argentinian, right?
Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. It was fun, though.
I think so.
We had a really nice time.
It was good.
Really. So we have big news. Somebody's making progress in this
house. Yes, of all the people who have medical issues.
Yes.
Though we have a very exciting announcement.
Yes.
I finally got my car back from the garage because I couldn't take any pet. I'd signed a piece of paper that says you can't put any pets in this vehicle. Mm-hmm. And I mean that vehicle that was should put sand in it. What a soccer mom car.
It was janky.
So I put the mat, the bed
dog,
in the back, the,
yes,
dog,
the dog
catcher.
Cover.
And,
hair cover.
And had to go pick up some food for Phoebe. Anyway, we went to the vet and we walk in and she, by the way, is like, oh, we're at the vet. Walks right in. She's become such a good dog. Every day she becomes more attentive, aware.
Attached to us. She's wagging her tail all the time.
She's happy.
She's completely domesticated.
And also, I think it's because she's feeling better because I say on the scale, she jumps right up on the scale. She has lost, was it 7 pounds?
No.
8 pounds. Well, no, since the beginning. But she was 115.
No, she was 119.
I know. But the last time I weighed her, a month ago, she was 115. And now she was 108.
Oh, she was 108.
So she lost 7 pounds in 1 month.
And a total of 11 pounds overall.
Since we started.
So she's a little svelte now.
And
her Barbie doll weighs coming back.
And as Baron Scott told us, like, you know, when the dog's a little hungry, they work for you.
Oh, and she does. She listens to us.
It's like, what? Does that include food? What do you want me to do?
We had to take that picture for the newsletter with her. I don't know if you can see her antler here.
Oh, ears, my goodness.
But, oh, we had to bribe her. She actually got a couple treats for that. She's like,
okay, doll, whatever you want me to do. Like, I'm good. Scooby-Doo.
Okay, I'm watching
I'm good to go.
Cookie.
Yeah, we're very happy.
And now when Pastor Jimmy and Annette walk in,
oh, it's like family. It's like, hey, how you doing?
Like, hey, yeah. Oh yeah, you're back. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But
nice to see you.
But she'll hear a truck roll up in front, and she's still the guard dog.
Oh, like when when Mike comes over to the house, he's working on doing work, and she just will not stop barking at him.
No, but you know, because Mike is doing stuff.
Yeah,
it's like, what are you doing? You can't do that. Go away.
She's making progress. It's slow, so hopefully by January she'll be down at least another 5 pounds. We need to get her to 90 pounds. She can get to 90 pounds.
Well, we'll see. I mean,
her legs. She's too heavy for her skinny legs.
I think 95 is good.
I'm going 90.
Okay. Well, all right. I mean, she.
BB and I are in this together.
She's happy. Doesn't matter. She's happy.
Yeah.
She loves it. She likes her breakfast. She likes her dinner.
Yeah.
She poops like a maniac.
Oh my God. She does courtesy poops.
Like, oh, you're walking me. Okay. Can I go home now? No, she likes to patrol the neighborhood.
She's a good dog.
Everything in the neighborhood is accounted for. The neighbor hung up new lights. She's barking, new lights. I see the new lights. There's something new here. You see those, Dad? You see those lights? It's lights. She knows it all.
She's completely domesticated because we're convinced she was an outdoor dog. And now she's
totally,
this princess
total ranch dog.
She's laying on this bed. She's got, she's got her own antler ears for Christmas.
But, you know, it used to be like I would have to put the leash on her before she would get up to go out. Now, I just say, hey, you're going to go? And boom, she comes from a dead sleep, jumps up, walks to the door.
All you have to do is open the package.
Well, there's that.
She pops up.
Right, even if I just get the poop bag and it's time to go. And she pops up. No, she's.
Well, that's what Baron Scott said. If they're a little hungry, they'll work for you. Mm-hmm. They will work for you. And so that seems to be working. Man, we just fattened her up really. Man, we put 40 pounds on this.
What
dog.
Did we know?
We just were feeding her treats left and right, like, give me a paw.
Well, yeah, we were a little heavy on the treats, but we were also just feeding her too much food. I mean, there's two cups.
Yeah.
And we're down to one and a half, a quarter kind of per set. And then so once in a while she gets
it. And she inhales it, where she wasn't like that before.
But she's not walking around. She doesn't beg. She doesn't jump up on counters or anything like that.
She doesn't counters her.
And she isn't really.
She'd be in big, big trouble if she did that.
She's not eating mulch as much.
I wouldn't put up with that at all.
No, I know.
At all.
I know.
Speaking of decorating her head with the antler ears, so we got her Christmas tree up.
We did.
Yes.
Got
and
the
all
star,
the Christmas decorations.
Got everything all set.
Got it all.
I'm very
excited. It looks very festive. It's a lot in our house. I'm very much of a minimalist, so it's like a Christmas explosion.
Yeah, but
it's festive.
And you even put up a garland near the fireplace, which you have been, here's the term, ladies, shushing for the past 2 days.
Oh my gosh.
Little tweak here, little twaddle there, beep-a-da-poop, beep-a-da-bop.
Now, I know there's many forms of OCD. I know that. But I do have a form of things needing to be even.
No. You don't say. I mean, like the wreath? How long did that take?
The tree is not even in front of the window, and you said you were going to move it over, and it still hasn't been moved.
Oh, no. I thought, you just got to remind me.
Yeah.
And we'll move, and that's too late now.
But
because the present's under the tree already.
But the garland, it took me forever to get it right, and it was driving me crazy.
And you got a wreath, and then...
I'm messing with it.
And you always do the same thing.
This is like
your car. It's like everything else.
I know.
It's like... This is fine. You know, you're like that meme with the dog that's sitting in the house on fire with a cup of coffee. This is fine. You know, like, these rims are fine. The color's fine. This wreath is fine. And then we hang it up. Of course, it took about 20 minutes just to center it. No, it's not right.
Go to the right.
And then the next day, you're like,
I wake up.
This thing is janky. I'm sending it back. I want a better one. It's like, okay.
It looked a little anemic.
Yeah, it did.
You're like, yeah, it looks good.
It looks a little thin. Anemic is a better word.
But, yeah. But, yeah, definitely. I'm out of my comfort zone with all the Christmas explosion in the house.
Yeah.
So I tried to keep it monochromatic, like white, gold, and green. Mm. And, you know, no red. Mm-mm. I even put the red dog away. Red dog speaker.
Oh, that's right.
I put it away.
Oh, that's interesting.
Doesn't go.
But will you bring it back after Christmas?
Yeah, okay. After Christmas.
That's an art object.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Jean-Michel Jarre, art dog.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Let's talk Jesus.
Yeah, I was going to say, we went to church on Sunday. This is so funny. You don't know this happened, but we come in and they start with worship music. And,
Which is Christian for
band. And so there's a guy, Mel, who is there. And Mel is very vocal. And so I didn't see him initially. And so Annette is to my right and Jimmy is to her right, Pastor Jimmy. And Mel made a sound and Pastor Jimmy turned to me. He goes, "Oh, I thought that was Adam for a moment. I didn't see Mel there."
No, of course, I've seen Mel before, and Mel was all the way up front, and Mel was like, but it's always rhythmic in the music, and like there'll be a break, and go, "Jesus!" You know, it's like, that's some kind of Tourette's or something. You know, I recognize my brother.
It was so funny.
But Jimmy thought it was me. Yes, oh my, Jimmy thought it was me.
I looked at him, I go, "It's going on the list."
If it was me, I'm sure I would have gotten a stomp on my foot, like, calm down, boy.
I would have given you the side eye, like, "Are you serious? Settle down.
Oh, man.
No, if you got up and started dancing on the stage, then we'd have a problem. We'd have a problem.
No, I sometimes go, "Oh, yeah." So I can't help it just because, you know.
You're like, "Amen." I'm like, dude,
not that loud. I'm learning to temper it.
I'm standing right next to you.
Well, I'm sorry. The Holy Spirit grabs me and does what it does. Aww. I can't stop myself. But this was Pastor Jimmy, man.
Oh,
on fire.
If you have not listened to his sermon past Sunday, you need gotta to watch listen that to one. It. Ooh, I keep hitting the mic. Sorry,
it's okay. And I'll just read the scripture that was based around 2 Timothy 4. Because I went home and I read this.
Like, yes.
And just think, does this sound like anything you recognize today?
Okay.
"For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths." And he built his whole message around that, and it was powerful.
It was really powerful.
And it was really like, we just have to stand up and say, no, this is just not true.
Right.
This is just, it's dumb.
Yeah.
What you're saying, and I'm sorry about your feelings. I'm sorry you feel like a victim, but no, just no.
Yeah.
And because we're devolving.
Yeah.
As a global
culture.
We have
cowered so much that we have, the fabric is just, it's fraying. Yeah.
And this came up on the interview I was doing the other day. And all of a sudden I was talking to these guys who I don't know at all. And you know, we just kind of detected something in each other and like, "Oh, we're all Christians here." And and people are starting to agree with this. And I'm seeing this in the feedback we get from our listeners from Vineyard Nation.
Yeah.
People are feeling bolder about their faith. And I can tell you from my own experience, I am the prime guy that people should be laughing at.
Mm-hmm.
And making fun of. And it's just, for Adam Curry to become a Christian, I should be, I would expect people to mock me and like, "Oh, really? The headbanger ball guy? Really that guy?"
Mm.
And it's the opposite. Mm-hmm. It's the opposite. Nobody has to be afraid.
People are drawn towards you.
But I'm just saying. I mean,
I think because you were so bold in your testimony on Joe Rogan and how many people... I don't know how many people have done that, you know, on that kind of platform.
But exactly my point.
Mm-hmm.
There, very few people have said, from time to time, I'll get someone saying, "You know, are you saying this because you're a Christian?" I'll be like, and it's either yes or no, mm-hmm. but sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no. But
And I say, yeah, you know, whatever my answer is, I say, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay. At least you know where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. But there's no, I'm just saying there's no pushback. There's nothing to be afraid of. Even though the Bible says, you know, we'll probably be hated for it, but I'm not seeing it.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe well, behind my back.
It depends on which circles you're in. So
I travel in circles.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. And we're kind of in a little bit of an insulated community though.
Well, yeah.
Though.
No.
It's not like Austin.
But the people who are our friends, who are pretty much all Christians, they're a very diverse group, you know, and they come from all kinds of very interesting backgrounds, have interesting jobs and do interesting things. And it's not like, oh, just a bunch of, you know, like we're Amish sitting around, you know,
milking cows.
Milking cows. You know, the Amish are growing weed now in Pennsylvania.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Now that's their new industry.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, yeah, just saying.
So I like sharing my God shots. And yes. I had alluded to needing a God shot jingle. I think it's because these are good life lessons, I think. And I like to share them because I'm almost done reading the whole Bible. At the end of this year, I'll be done through the whole Bible. I've read the whole thing. I've only scratched the surface. So then I'll go back and read individual books and do Bible studies on the individual books. But anyway, so I had something that happened to me last week.
So we don't have the jingle yet, but can I just... Yeah. Tina's God shot.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah. Do you ever hear that song? Shot, 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 shot. You ever hear that song? It's... No.
Are you sure you're singing it right?
Everybody knows I'm a good singer.
Who does that? Shot, shot, shot.
I don't
shot,
know.
Shot,
I don't. Shot. I don't know. Anyway,
is that a Christian song?
No,
is that a worship
not
song?
At all. Oh, okay, no, all right. No. So anyway, so as everybody, I've mentioned it before. I'm doing the Bible recap with my really good friend Julie. We're almost done through the whole Bible. We've been reading it since January 1st.
I was going to say, yes. Yeah, it's been. Is it supposed to end in a whole year?
Yes,
is it it'll the end whole Bible in 1 year? Mm-hmm, amazing. Mm-hmm. And you're diligent, man. I hand that to you.
And so I had something happen last week with my daughter. And this was a very interesting thing. So I have two daughters that live in big cities. And as a mom, it's frightening to me.
Yeah,
it's just frightening because all you hear, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. And so all you hear is...
All you'll see on Twitter is the horrible stuff.
Yes, the horrible stuff. So my God shot, this was last week, was Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And it's the scripture is, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So that scripture struck me, and this is what I sent to Julie. I said, my self-centered life changed and continues to change, and my new Christ-centered life is getting stronger with each passing day. Being in God's word is fortifying my faith in ways that are so profound. With the Holy Spirit living in me, I see, feel, think in new ways. I am far from perfect, but I am experiencing the changes every day. I sent my daughter this frightening video of someone being robbed at gunpoint in Chicago. I will never stop worrying about her and her sister who both live in big cities. She promptly told me in a loving way to stop sending her those videos. She reiterated she's aware and careful. Initially, I was taken aback, and then the Holy Spirit directed me to be proud that she used her voice to tell me what she wants and needs from me and to not fall into my fleshly behaviors. This is a huge shift for me, as I would have been upset and annoyed with her that she couldn't see that my message came from concern. I love that my heart feels so settled with this, and that's because Christ lives in me. I am still learning, but with each experience, it's getting easier to experience Christ's impact.
Amen.
And really, before, I would have been like, how dare her? Like, can't she accept that I'm concerned about her? How dare her tell me not to send those? And, oh, no. I mean, that was my initial, and then it just settled into me. And I think that's because I open the Bible every day, and I spend at least 30 minutes a day, if not more, in the Word. And I can see these transformations, you know, and you may think that you don't see them, but then so subtle that it's pretty amazing.
The good news first.
It's pretty amazing.
It's the good news first.
Yeah. And so I always like when I am doing the Bible recap, that's what I like to do. I like to take the scripture and think about how do I apply this to my life, and what story can I attach it to? And boy, we can attach our whole life.
The truth is right there.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
I've been based upon Pastor Jimmy's message, and he was inspired initially, I think, by this new book that's come out called Wimpy, Weak, and Woke by John L. Cooper, who his band is Skillet, which I'd never heard before. It's kind of a screaming metal band. He and his wife are in the band. And this book is good. And it really is like, okay, it kind of brings me back to that video, funny video of Joe Rogan saying, if only there was like a manual for life, if there was some book or something that would show you, you know, how your body works, how your mind works, how the world works. And like who's going to tell Joe?
I know. Who's going to tell him?
And it's really true. And you can either believe in this utopian world that's being built up, this Babylon of, be sensitive to everybody and kind to everybody because everyone is a victim and everybody has something and, oh my God, and talk to them this way and use these terms and these pronouns and all the, agree with everything and accept everything. Mm-hmm. Or you can just say, oh, here's the truth.
Yeah.
Here's the truth.
Yeah.
And you can do it with love. Mm-hmm. I think that's the tricky part.
Yeah. And that's the message that Pastor Jimmy, reiterated, yes, that it has to be come from love. It has to.
And I think he's going to continue on this theme.
Yes.
And he's going
to
continue.
And I'm so excited because Brandy is coming Sunday. Yes,
oh,
she's
nice.
Coming. She's going to be there at the early service.
Yeah.
And she goes, you know, the thing that I hate most about church, she goes, when they say, okay, turn to your neighbor and say hello. She goes, that drives me crazy. I go, I don't like that part either.
Really?
I know you do.
I love that part.
Oh, I know. You're like Mr. Show Business.
Like, hey, no, I'm not Mr. Show Business. I'm like, hey, how are you? Who are you? What's your name? And I'll probably introduce myself to some people three times. Like, hi, Adam. Like,
Yes, like you know people's names now too. You're like, hey, Willie. Hey,
I do know some people.
Yeah,
I do know some people.
Yeah, but no, that's what she said. I go, well, we're gonna sit in the front row. I said, so you can sit right next to me and Adam, and then you won't even have to worry about saying hello to anybody.
But she's magnetic. People will come up to her.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm so excited she's coming.
Yeah.
And so,
and she gets one stamp in her Fredericksburg frequent flyer church trip passport. Only six more to go, Brandy. Six more, and you could visit the mayor's mansion.
So after church, I went and got my nails done, and so I'm sitting there. I'm sitting and talking.
Love your nails.
Thank you.
Yes, gunmetal. Nice.
So, gunmetal sparkle. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm talking to Helen, who's doing my nail, and then this woman sitting across the way. I mentioned that my daughter wants sheets for Christmas. And the woman across the row goes, oh, yeah, you know, they just grow up. Or she's like, it's crazy how things change when they get old. She goes, can I ask you a question? I go, yes. She goes, are you Tina Curry from Curry and the Keeper?
No! Yes. No way!
I go, yes.
Das ist Tina von Curry and the Keeper. Tina, wie geht's?
Can I have your autograph?
Really?
No.
That's possible.
No, she.
You have probably the most beautiful handwriting in the universe. So everybody
according
would want
to John C. Dvorak.
Everybody would want that autograph.
So,
yes.
No. So I go. Oh, she goes.
How
oh,
did
I'm
she
listening.
Hear about it?
She goes to Bridge Church. Her name's Julie. She goes, I listen to your show. I go to Bridge Church. And I said, oh, that's so great.
So the question is, had she heard, she didn't hear about it in the church.
I think she listens to
Living Up in a Down World. Yeah.
And so then I was talking to her and she said, yeah, we just live on, we live on a small ranch out of town, you know, a little bit out of town. I go, oh, a small ranch? She goes, yeah, we're only on 200 acres.
Oh, goodness.
200 acres?
I mean, we pass right over that with our jet in 2 seconds. Who would ever know? It's not even worth looking. 200 acres.
I know. I'm like, oh,
nice,
okay.
Nice.
We have three.
And that's pain enough.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having 20 acres?
I would love it. I think, the international arms dealer and his wife,
they have
13.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like that.
I'm fine with three. Thank you very much. I'm just fine with our three.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're also closer to town.
Yes, we are closer to town.
So, hop, skip, and a jump to Six Twist. Caviar and champagne.
Yeah, that's where our wedding reception is going to be.
Have we talked about this last week?
Yes.
Didn't we?
Yeah. We're getting.
Well, that was kind of interesting. You, all of a sudden, you say, "Yeah," because we met.
I didn't even talk to you about it.
No, we're at the Indian dinner, and like, you know, we're really filling up, and stuff is getting busy. You're like, well, we need to have our reception there because we're renewing our vows, and it's in May, and it's like, oh yeah, we got that. I'm like, how many people are you going to be inviting? And they're like, oh, just friends. And you said it, you know, like there are 50 people around us who are now going to be incredibly insulted if we don't invite them. Yeah. Todd and Michelle heard it. You know, they're going to want to come.
Admission.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
$50 a ticket to come see us renew our vows.
Excellent idea.
Yeah, there we go. How about that? So, anyway. Goodness. But yeah, we talked about Indy. So we're leaving on Monday. We're leaving to Indy. How cold is it there? Do I need to bring out the puffer coat?
You know, you're from that region.
I don't
not
live
me.
There.
Yeah, but you grew up in that region.
So Brian and his
please. Does she really exist?
We're gonna find out.
I'm not so sure. Let me see. Indianapolis. We had a lovely video chat with Mark and Maria,
who are the organizers. And there's gonna be, they said 75
it's
people.
It's 35 degrees right now in Indianapolis. So it's gonna be
cold.
A little bit chilly.
Yeah.
A little bit. Let me see what it is for Monday.
And Dame Christina Pearl is picking us up. She and her husband, Charlie, are picking us up.
Nice. Let me see. Monday. Oh, Monday will only go down to 36.
We're really not even gonna be outside.
No.
Yeah.
We're in and out. We're rock and roll, baby.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Because I refuse to have connecting flights.
Yeah. But there's going to be about 75 people there, and then you're going to get up. They're going to do an Ask Adam. They're going to ask you questions. So that'll be fun.
That should be interesting.
Yeah.
And believe me, a lot of people are going to be talking to you, darling.
Mm. It's a no agenda meetup, baby.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a no agenda meetup.
A lot of people want to talk to the keeper.
But other than that, so we have that coming up. We have the supper event at Vaudeville coming up.
Ah, the oil baron and his girlfriend are coming. Yes.
And his beautiful girlfriend.
Yep.
And then we're seeing our friends Catherine and Brian next weekend. We're busy.
Yeah.
And then the following weekend, we have a holiday party where I'm going to wear a gown.
Yes. Is this where I wear my still fitting suit?
No, you can wear jeans.
What holiday party is that?
This is the
Christmas party.
You
have filled up our social agenda once again.
I know. And then we have on the 15th, we have Tannenbaum Ball. I know. We're crazy busy. If we're busy.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
There we are. Sorry. Oh. I lost you for a second.
Yeah.
You were there, but I lost you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, it's busy.
It is busy.
It's busy.
All right. Do you have anything on your list? You want to thank a few people?
I would like to thank some people
because we
do have some cork soakers who have checked in.
All right.
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
Value for value, baby.
We got to hear from those cork soakers now.
Hello, cork soakers.
Yeah.
What you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
Value for value. If you have not signed up for the newsletter, that is really something you need to do. CurryandTheKeeper.com, where you can always find the archives of all of our shows. You can sign up for the newsletter. It also explains our value for value idea, where, you know, of course, we don't have any commercials. There's no creepy corporations that are giving us money.
What was the date of our very first podcast? Do you know?
Oh, I could look it up real quick.
Because it's coming up. Because I think we started it.
Yeah, because we were doing once every 2 weeks initially.
Yes, and we started it in December.
Well, let me take a look. Meanwhile, why don't you tell everybody about Value for Value, why I looked that up.
Oh, you're putting me on the spot.
Come on.
Value for value basically is, if you are getting any value out of the show and you want to give some back, there are three ways you can do it. Time, talent, or treasure. Time, super easy. All you have to do is share the show.
Yes.
Either send somebody the link or share the newsletter. That's super, super easy. So that's just involving your time. Talent, I mean, from all the jingles that are made, like TJ the Wrathful and what Brian has done and what Craig does with the artwork and Michael Anastasio with the Salmonier coasters, that's their talent. And they give that back to us and the value that they receive. And then of course your treasure. So if you wanted to make a donation to support the show, we have a couple ways. You could either do that through fiat currency, or you could do it through Satoshis.
Very good. Very
and
good.
Fiat. Babe. If you don't know what fiat is, it's basically just dollar bills.
the dollar bills that are melting away as you look at them.
Yes, they're becoming devalued.
Devalued by 10% every single year. Our first show.
Yes.
You are so right. December 2nd, 2021.
Wow. So we're coming up.
We're pretty much on our 2-year anniversary. Do you want to hear a little bit of how that first show sounded?
Yes, sure.
I have not previewed this, so I have no idea what will come out of it. Let's see what happens. This is Curry and the Keeper, episode number one, titled "I Like Your Shoes."
Curry and the Keeper for December 1st, 2021. It's episode one.
This should be hilarious.
That's all you need. That's all you need for a podcast.
I can see you in action right across from me right now. This is fantastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where's the hello, my queen?
This is how the magic is made.
You're actually sitting there and you're kind of glowing. You're looking at me like, oh my goodness.
Like, oh my gosh, a star.
All right. There you go. Don't listen to episode one, people.
Well, I wonder when you started the whole queen thing. I think that it's been this year. I don't know. Brian, figure that out. He'll come back to me with it.
But interesting to know, on December 30th, episode number 3,
yeah,
the title is Barbie Doll Waste. So I think that's when we were already talking about Phoebe's
big boned-ness. No, we only had Phoebe for 3 months at that point.
Oh, so that's when she still had the Barbie.
Yes.
Wow, we ruined her real quick, didn't we?
Yes.
Good work.
What was the title of the first show? I Like Your Shoes.
I Like Your Shoes. Oh. Well, that's what we talked about, yes, how we first met.
How we met, yeah.
This is, you know what? When we die, the kids will have something.
No money, kids,
but listen to our show. You'll learn about your old folks.
Well, you can look at all the different titles too, and right away we know what they mean.
Yes. Hot Blob. Sip in the Sauce. Yep. Cork Soakers. That's when that first started. Goody Two Shoes. Clumsy.
Oh, because remember we talked about how you said, let's be clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Girlfriend Wanted. I really don't want to go back and listen to these.
Girlfriend Wanted was when I was looking for a girlfriend.
And then God gave you Dame Annette.
I know.
Wow.
I know. That's awesome. And my godsend girlfriends.
Yes.
All those lovely women. Yeah.
You mean on the text
Andrea,
group?
Andrea, Debbie, Carmen, Carrie, it's like, Mario.
Hey, let's go see. Let's watch our one episode. We watch 1 hour of television a night. Although we've been watching Christmas movies.
We have been. The cheesiest Christmas movies ever.
Almost childish Christmas movies.
Like Hallmark makes you want to throw up movies.
But anything with Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, how can you not love those two? When they're
Mr. and Mrs. Claus. We did that last year too. We watched the Christmas movies. Yeah.
And then we'll watch one episode of Frasier.
And then I'm
like, and Tiffany and Tina's like,
oh, my phone.
Your phone's going off. It's like, uh-oh, something's going on with the church ladies. What?
I don't call them church ladies. You call them that.
Church ladies. Hey, let's thank some people here right off the bat. And need to thank my brother, who comes in with a striper boost. You expected it, of course. 77,777 from the one and only Pastor Jimmy.
I think they're probably due sippy cups. They have to be.
Well, because it's Satoshis, those count for 1.5 times.
Yes. I'm pretty sure they should get sippy cups.
But, you know, it's the honor system. They should be adding it up themselves.
Yes.
Do I have to go back and do that?
No. Pastor Jimmy, you need to add up your
Add up your satch, babe. Come on.
Because we've got a couple sippy cups and some coasters with your name on it.
I shall read his note.
Okay.
Wow.
Aw.
Boostagram, I should say. Wow. I keep saying, this was my favorite episode for each episode. Ha! What can I say? I love you both and enjoy hearing about your and a little bit of our adventures throughout each week. It's a joy to do this life with the Curries.
Yep.
Reminder, Aslan is on the move.
That's right.
Clive Staple Lewis, KTLD, KYBO.
Keep the lid down. Wait,
didn't someone send me a... I think someone KYB. I thought someone sent me a KYBO. Hold on a second. I think it was. I guess I missed that on the prep. I'm quite sure. Hold on a second.
TJ?
No. Here we go. I think it's here. Because this is a.
Have you previewed it?
Yes, I've previewed it. This is a Keep Your Buckets Overflowing. And let me play this for y'all. Here we go.
Keep your buckets overflowing.
There you go.
I'm not sure.
It's a start. That's a Salty Crayon did that one.
Oh.
You want to hear that one again? That was pretty good.
Keep your buckets overflowing.
It's That was like a disciplinarian.
He's recording that in the bucket, apparently. Way to go, Salty Crayon. We love you, brother. That was hilarious. Very good. Thank you, Pastor Jimmy.
Yes,
then
thank
we got
you.
Interesting. Numerology is important to people. $26.03 from Theodora Dorinda Ognena.
And I didn't see any note. Thank you.
TDO, Theodora, send us if there was any note you meant to send with it, we'd love to hear from you. Then we have 33,444 sats from Sir Brian with an I.
Oh.
Although it says just a heads up, this is Carrie with an I, and I have hijacked Sir Brian's Bitcoin wallet.
Oh. Oh, you shared your passwords, huh, dude?
That's when you know the relationship is real. I just wanted to let you know that my daughter has been walking around the house singing in the evening.
In the evening!
How do I stop this? I've been trying to get her to sing something else, like call JG Wentworth 877 cash now. I need advice. Let's chat about it on Monday. And can you please make this a switcheroo and decant my beautiful daughter? Well, we're happy to do that.
Aww.
You've been decanted.
They sent me a video of her saying it.
Oh, really?
Yes. Uh-huh, it's cute.
You should have sent that to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
P.S. This isn't Carrie.
Oh.
In the evening to y'all.
In the evening!
Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie, Brian, whoever that was. Now, is Carrie coming to the meetup?
Yes, she is.
I can't wait to meet her.
Me too.
You sure she's not AI? We'll see.
She might be.
Then we have a nice row of threes, 33,333 from Dame Jennifer.
Oh, Dame Jennifer. Oh, is she going to be an indie?
I know that she was talking about it. I don't know. She's pretty busy too. She runs a lot of South Carolina. She runs South Charleston.
Yeah.
And, you know,
she's
isn't political.
She's running for governor, right?
Well, I think so. Whatever. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening!
During this week of Thanksgiving, I just wanted to send thanks for your show and sharing your lives, your faith journey, and your love story.
Aww.
Hashtag life goals. Wishing you a wonderful Christmas season. God is so good. XOXO, Dame Jennifer.
Oh, thank you, Dame Jennifer.
Dame Jennifer.
She's a sweetie.
She's phenomenal. She is, you know, she is a big part of podcasting 2.0. She really is.
Oh,
she's done a lot to help us with so many different things.
Mm-hmm. She's so smart, too.
Then we got $5 on the PayPal from Stephen Salvatore.
Oh, thank you, Stephen.
I think he needs to be decanted.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever listened to us. Here we go.
You've been decanted.
Hi, Adam and Tina. Love the show. I've been listening since episode one.
Oh.
Since since that one we just played.
Yeah.
Along with No Agenda since episode one.
Oh, my.
When I was 19.
Holy smokes.
Oh, my goodness. Also, Adam, thank you for... Oh, I know who this is. Thank you for featuring my song, Eleanor, on Boost a Grand Ball.
Oh.
Yes, the feedback in the Value for Value community has been like nothing else. I'm 35 now, so I was slightly too young for your MTV days. Yes. But my family still remembers you. Hey, I remember when I was a kid, that guy had long hair. And so when I told them that I was featured by Adam Curry, they thought it was the greatest thing ever. So thank you for that. And thank you for everything you've done and do. Love you both. God bless. Thanks, Stephen Salvatore.
Oh,
want to hear a little
you.
Bit of his song?
Sure. That was quick.
Well, they don't call me the producer for nothing.
No, they don't.
Just listen to the chord change. Just a little bit. I've played this, I think, 3 times on Boosted Grand Ball so far. It's really pretty. Listen to this.
I
had a very distinct voice.
Down.
Listen for the hook.
It started with a photograph, then in a bar, then at your place undressed. Oh well, baby, I just had
here we go.
To laugh. 'Cause you are different to me. And when I call your name, you don't act the same. Eleanor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's Eleanor?
Well.
We want to know,
Well,
Stephen.
You have to listen to the rest of the 4 minutes and 36 seconds
okay.
to find
wow,
out.
Wow, that's a long song.
It is a long song. But,
wow.
Yeah. Well, that's so nice. Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah, thank
nice
you
to meet
so
you,
much.
Brother.
Yeah.
I love your stuff.
I mean,
did you decanted him?
Okay. Yes. Then we have Pastor Comsey.
Oh,
comes Pastor in Comsey. With his own mini striper boost, 7777. My monthly bout with insomnia has come.
Oh
no. Would appreciate the prayers of the Curry family. You got it, brother.
Prayers
You're
up.
On it. If anyone else listening struggles with insomnia, look me up on Twitter. @1BrotherMichael, that's @1BrotherMichael, and we can pray for each other. Wow, that must be horrible when you truly have insomnia.
Take magnesium glycinate. Take magnesium glycinate. It will help you sleep.
Is that
at least 300 milligrams a night. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yep.
This is advice from
yes.
Tina.
Uh-huh. Well, yep.
Much love from the Combs family, Pastor Combsy, #KTLD.
In the evening!
Oops. KTLD. There we go. Onwards and sideways, he says. Oh, man, well... Yeah, Tina's got the advice, and I will definitely pray for you. That must be horrible.
Oh,
you have true insomnia.
Well, you know, I toss and turn too.
Well, you know what? If you're awake tonight, jump on the Twitter and hit up @1BrotherMichael.
Oh, I don't go on my phone at night. You know that. I wear an eye mask because you're on your phone.
That's actually the worst thing you can do is get on your phone if you can't sleep.
But what we have been doing is we have been reading scripture.
We have.
Every night we read a piece of scripture.
Usually a psalm.
Yes.
And I'll just spin the wheel.
Yeah.
I literally like...
Spin the wheel of the Bible.
Spin the wheel of scripture. And then whatever it lands on, we'll read.
Yeah.
I think we can use this. All right, Tina, are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's spin the wheel of scripture. Round and round it goes. Where it stops, only Jesus knows. Today we land on Psalm 193.
Is there a Psalm 193?
I think it's one of your favorites.
No, it's 139.
139. I don't think it goes that high, does it?
I don't think so either.
Sorry, God. I try. But yeah, don't go on your phone. Yeah. And every night. And I say, you want me to read something? Say, and sometimes you just say, how about this?
Yeah.
I love that. It's just it's whatever strikes us.
Yes.
And that's a good way to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I always say the Lord's Prayer and I'm asleep. Sometimes I wake up again like, oh, hold on, I was at Daily Bread. Hold on. Sorry, God. This is not uncommon, apparently. That really works.
Yes.
It really
gets
me calm. We have Sir Vince of the Pacific Northwest with 3333. Love you guys. We love you, Vince.
Thank
Sir Vince,
you, Vince.
Thank you. Lone Yank with his row of ducks, 2222. He says, stovetop stuffing boost.
Oh.
Add yeast rolls, soak everything in gravy, then the nap ensues. In the evening.
In the evening.
Oh, see, I could eat that.
Me too.
I miss that.
I could make that. That's the beauty of it. I could make it for you.
You can buy the rolls and the package in the bread aisle.
Oh, my goodness.
What's a little GMO?
And thank you, S. Zarzo, for your boost. And that was it for this week for our Value for Value. We really appreciate.
Thank you so much. And I just wanted to highlight that my sister actually sent me a little gift in the mail today. I got it yesterday.
I know. It was.
This touched my heart.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
So her card said, I instantly thought of you. I am truly blessed. You are my sister. Love, Lisa. And so it's a bookmark. And the bookmark says, when she speaks, her words are wise. And she gives instructions with kindness. Proverbs 31:26.
Proverbs 31 wife right there.
Oh my gosh. This just meant so much to me when she sent this. Like, I just love, I love it. I love it so much.
I love that our family, including our daughters, they keep recognizing and honoring
yes.
our faith. Yes. Like, hey, could you pray for me?
Yes.
Can you pray for me here? Can you do this for me?
I know. I
praying
love
emoji,
that.
You know, stuff like that.
I'm like, oh, for sure. We pray at dinner. We pray for
everybody.
Everybody. Yeah.
Sometimes it gets a little long.
Yeah.
But it does always end up with our dear dog Phoebe. We pray for her on her weight journey.
We do her weight loss journey.
Weight loss journey.
And God, please watch over Phoebe as she navigates her weight loss journey.
And it's been working. Prayers answered. Love it. Love it. Do you have a QOW?
I do.
Okay. I'm glad that I asked.
You know what? It's time for
what is it? The question of the week. Oh, boy. I was not given the question of the week beforehand. Will I have an answer?
Well, you participate?
Will I just walk away and say, I don't know, I can't think of anything?
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the question of the week. Tina has our question.
Okay. You know the answer to this for me, but I don't know the answer for you.
Okay.
What meal traumatized you as a child? Do you want to think about it?
No, I have the answer.
Okay.
Tuna a la king.
Oh.
Also known as shit on a shingle.
What is that exactly?
It's like tuna fish with goop and peas on toast.
What's goop? What
vomit?
Is the goop?
No. It looks like vomit. That was traumatizing. That was
it was disgusting.
And my dad would say, oh, we got shit on a shingle again, everybody. Tuna a la, it sounds like, oh, tuna a la king. What is, it's like dog food on toast with peas.
It's like
a little traumatizing.
At the Indian dinner, they were serving little quail eggs in like little tin cans. And you go, what is that? Cat food.
In the little, yeah, it's like those little Sheba. You know, you open that Sheba pack.
Yes.
It was one of those containers. They're like, is that cat food? You're eating with a little spoonlet.
So did you have to eat that?
Yes.
Oh, and actually, did it taste good?
It
just looked bad?
It was just the whole vibe. Was like, Yeah, it was probably a really easy dinner. My mom probably just like threw in a can of tuna fish, some mystery goop, and some peas, and then made toast. Like, here you go. Enjoy.
Oh.
I think it was maybe even sometimes a little white.
Wait, little white what?
It was white. Sometimes the goop was like warm pudding. Now, Europe, I know the answer to yours. But you have overcome this.
Well, in sort of.
Yeah.
Okay. It was the cheap dinner of fried eggs, which were disgusting. So my parents used to keep their pans of grease in the oven. So they would just keep these like cast iron pans of loaded with grease in the oven. Like they would never clean them. And so they'd pull them out. And
now, was this in the trailer park where you lived?
No. It wasn't Gary.
It was Gary.
The trailer park.
Sorry. That
was bad. And so they would heat up the grease and then they would crack the eggs and fry them.
In the old grease.
Oh, and then goodness. They'd serve these eggs and they would give us toast and we'd have to dip the toast in the runny yolk.
That's the trauma. The trauma part is the dipping the bread in the runny yolk.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And I could not, just of late, I mean, I started eating boiled eggs about a year ago. And of late.
Well, you had full on ovum phobia. You were I didn't even eat eggs just because I love you. I'm like, if I eat an egg, you know, she's just going to be like, well, I don't mind. Yeah, you do.
Well, and then, so then I graduated to deviled eggs.
Which was impressive.
I could eat deviled eggs. And now I can eat scrambled eggs, but I have to have them a specific way.
Yeah.
I have to have them drenched in butter and with an ounce of cheddar cheese.
You're eating it.
I like it as long as it's cheesy. But
unbelievable upgrade from where you were.
But fried eggs?
No.
Disgusting.
X-nay on the egg fray.
Sticking that toast and that runny yolk and then it runs all over your plate. And
your yolk runneth over, baby.
People are drinking the yolk off their plates. Gross.
Can you imagine tuna a la king with a drippy egg yolk on it? All right, everyone. Will anyone ever come back to the show after this?
I think Pastor Jimmy and Annette were eating a burger with an egg on it.
Pastor Jimmy had a sunny side up egg on his burger today.
Was it runny?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
it was beautiful.
Man.
It was beautiful. It
was. Would you eat that?
I'm not a fan of it. But ugh. I mean, I also don't like truck stop pancakes with an egg on top. It's just it's just no. But I mean I remember. Remember
yes, the airport? Remember?
I said, just take it off.
We went to we were flying to Europe and it was a Thursday after the show and we were hungry. We were at the Austin airport and so we ordered burgers. And I get my burger and I open it up and there's a fried egg on it. And I turned to Adam and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a fried egg on my burger. And he turned to me, he's like, stop complaining. Just take the egg off your burger.
I did not say stop complaining.
Oh, you're not going anywhere with me. That's what you said.
Okay, there you go. That sounds a lot like me, babe. No, here's me.
I love you, I Tina love Marie. You
too. Hey, happy 2-year anniversary of our
happy
podcast.
Happy 2-year anniversary. Congratulations. You're really good.
Oh.
And your producer ain't bad.
He's pretty handsome too.
No.
All right. I love you, baby.
I love
see
you.
See you next week.
Yeah. And when see everybody in Indy. We're looking forward to seeing you.
Oh, yeah. We're seeing everybody in Indy.
Love your nails too.
Oh, thanks.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye, everybody. Bye. See you next week. Vineyard Nation!